Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. Well, about a week ago or so, I received an email from somebody, an artist in Holland, and the email went as follows. My name is Leonardo Vargas. I am an artist graduated from the MA Fine Arts program of Utrecht School of the Arts in Holland. I have recently finished working on a new project that involves the radio broadcasting of a sound work. I've listened to Wavelength, and I think it's an interesting space as such, and also for this project to be presented. So I would like to ask you about the possibilities for this to happen. Well, it is going to happen today, as announced. And a statement by Leonardo will follow. But first, a little bit of background to this project. Painting, a field for image production and part of visual culture, embraces the concept of presence as one of the most important aspects of its discourse. Presence in the sense of a painting being a physical object that occupies a physical space, and also an object that contains a trace made by a person, thus representing somehow the presence of the artist. The idea is to turn painting into an immaterial thing, but reinforcing at the same time its presence. So, for previous projects, I've had paintings broadcasted on the web and on television only for limited periods of time, no more than 5 minutes, so that at the end there is no record of the image, no visual information left. In the case of this project, the only information people will perceive, it's going to be sound. I think that should be the only information people will perceive is going to be sound. But at the same time, that will make them wonder about the visual appearance of the paintings. So Leonardo's asked me to read out this following statement before we broadcast the sound version of the paintings. The title is .wav/12 Paintings for Radio, a painting exhibition live from Resonance 104.4 FM, London. 12 Paintings for Radio is a project by Leonardo Vargas and part of a series of other projects proposing a reflection on the notion of presence in painting, along with /02-25-11/ and /Ribber 16, a 5-minute painting live from the Van Abbe Museum in Holland. The idea of painting being an entity that occupies a specific physical space and the concept of presence itself constitute an important part in the painterly discourse. The project aims to reflect on this status of presence in painting and the render of perception that takes place within its dialogue with other systems for information flow. A series of 12 paintings, executed in traditional media and format, was produced to be later digitally photographed. The resulting 12 images were inserted into a sound software that interpreted the digital data from each picture as sound. This painting series will be only exhibited as sound for one and only time on Wavelength, live from Resonance 104.4 FM, London. After the exhibition, the 12 paintings will be archived to remain hidden from the public view. So what follows is WAV/12 Paintings for Radio by Leonardo Vargas.
1. Two. 3. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11.
Okay, that was 12 paintings for radio by Leonardo Vargas. And the 12 paintings will now be archived to remain hidden from the public view. Well, coming up next, we have some sound poetry by Arrigo Laura Totino. I already have the... there's an LP on the Algamargan label, which has a considerable amount of sound poetry by Laura Totino, which includes one track called Poesia Liquida and Liquimofono, done in 1968. And this was first described as first experimental recording, September 1968. And the two recordings were superimposed for the sake of this Algamargan LP. The Liquimofono was played and conceived by Piero Fogliati, who also created the Idromegafono, previously issued as a book with a 7-inch record, titled Il Liquimofono. My Italian's hopeless, I can't possibly read this title out. Congegno generatore di musica liquida. E la poesia liquida inflessioni tuffati nell'idromegafono. Right. So, as it said, previously issued as a book with a 7-inch record in an edition of 1,000 signed and numbered copies. Well, by chance, I recently acquired this very book, the book which comes with the 7-inch record. And, in fact... it's quite interesting because the Algamargan version of this track superimposes the two tracks, whereas the original issues them separately. So I'm now in the position of being able to play the two separate tracks, almost unavailable.
Poesia liquida. Tre testi da sommergere. Testo primo. Verbo liquido. Testo pesce. Pesce, pesce. Pesco parole d'acqua. Parole d'olio, petrolio, aglio. Grasso, grosso, gorgoglio. nuoto, galleggio, sguazzo, m'immergo, giù, mai, più, spazio azzurro, verde, scuro, fondo, su. Testo sommerso. Testo terzo.
Yeah, so that's Foliati and Laura Totino. That's side one, La Poesia Liquida, of the... it's actually a 33 RPM single, which accompanies a book from 1968 signed by both artists and with diagrams of these various amazing illustrations and diagrams of these contraptions that they used in conjunction with their voices, somehow or other incorporating water. And so I'll play the other side of this single, which is called Il Liquimofono, Congegno Generatore di Musica Liquida. Pardon my Italian. It's as good as it gets, I'm afraid. And unlike the later issued version of these tracks on the Algamargan label, Algamargan, for some reason, chose to superimpose the two tracks. And so here we can hear the tracks separated. So here's the flip side.
One.
Right, well, those are the two sides of the original 7-inch record from 1968 by Laura Totino and Foliati. It seems that the poetical, this is reading from the later Alga Morgan LP, the poetical practice by Laura Totino begins in 1965 with Phonemi. A few years later, the spoken text interpreted as the flow of a liquid, led Laura Totino to conceive liquid poetry. In 1968, together with the artist Piero Foliati, he staged a liquid poetry and music show. While Laura Totino dove or drowned words into the idromegafono and watered the audience with liquefied consonants, Foliati played the liquimofono, a sort of water organ, thus producing liquid music. These performances took place in 1968 in Milan. Right, and this was the Alga Morgan record is probably, I think it's released 1996 in an edition of only 345 copies. So that might be difficult to find. But, OK, so for completists, I shall now play the superimposed version, which is the two Poesia Liquida and Liquimofono, superimposed, as issued by Alga Morgan.
Thank you.
Aiuto! Aiuto! Testo terzo.
Sie hören die Sendung Wellenlänge. Vous écoutez la transmission Longueur d'onde. Udite la trasmissione Lunghezza d'onde. You are hearing the transmission called Wavelength.
Bye. Amico me, Horacio, Comte, Monte Carlo, cherchez, Bourguignon, assis, heure, terrasse, café, hôtel, Paris, lisant, journaux, apparence, réalité, regardant, promeneur. Flâner, panier, hôtel, casino, non, lever, aller, faire, tour, salle, jeu, rencontrer, parisien, croire, Afrique, s'étonner, voir, tous, prier, allure, intime. Mot. Allons, jeune homme. Décidément, voilà, célèbre. Absent, or, peine, débarrassé, importun, nul. Pu rendre service. Attendez, gardez, ailleurs. Demander ouvertement, laisser tomber hasard. Général, russe, disait l'un, mort. Nihiliste, assassiné. Allez, dernière, s'écriait l'autre. Dîner, hiver, ambassadeur. Pétersbourg, favori, châtain, l'air féroce, roule, jeu, vrai, vac, prétend, Europe, monde, connaît, dîner, maison d'or. Du maître Pied, boulevard, soir, arrivait désespéré, caractère, sentir s'exalter, désir fortifié, détermination, rapprochait. Jeune fille, eh bien, serait ailleurs, exemple, suivrait, rentrer chez lui, sans revoir, maison. Chez lui, sans revoir. Maison quittée depuis tant mois. Difficulté, vaincre, opposition, sort, déjoué, mettre en jeu énergie. Être constitué, le que certains pensent lorsqu'ils parlent. Celui-là vivait, s'acharnait contre résistance, obstacle, salon. Jeu, 10 heures, tournait autour, table, tout à coup, j'ai tout contre lui, 30 et 40. Large bon, le Russie, assis devant, tapis, vert, jouet, jeu, énorme, 3 coups, râteau, enleva 5 000 francs, retourné, tandis, quelqu'un derrière lui, main, placé, liasse, billet, bon. Placé, liasse, billet, banque. 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 Placé, place, billet, banque.
Placé, liasse, billet, banque. Veux, remonta, bras, tendait, liasse. Bras gros, long, manche, drap vert, liseré, rouge, bouton doré, appartenait, colossal, valet, pied, revêtu, livré, étrange, homme grand, maître, visage demi-perdu, barbe châtaine, encadré, cheveux touffus, couleur sourcils broussailles, petits yeux, regard brutal, têtu, perçant, évoluait lentement, tout sens revenant, point était parti, puis repartant devant, de côté, à droite, à gauche. Imperceptible arrêt. Chaque objet, chaque visage, cherchait-il à baisser, avait vu heure, main ouverte. Compte toujours choisi. Billet, banque, sacoche, doigt puissant, fermé, appliqué, ressort, fini. Examiné. Personnage 5. Doigt. Sous le verre, ouvrir, faire noir, prire, nouveau, paquet, billet, passer, compte, diable, pensa. Jeune homme, geste, accompli, seule main, main gauche, bonnet en vie, savoir, bras droit, infirme, occupé, marquis, déplaça, derrière, mouchique, souriant, livré, blessé, aïe, jeton, paysan, russe, tombant, botté, cuir rougeâtre, vil homme, tenez, main droite, forte canne, bois foncé, pomme d'argent, S, canne, compte, S, arme, demande, marquis, serviteur, peut-être, garde du corps, condamné, comité, secret, au cours d'eux, venez, guerre, attention, figure, survol, costume, bizarre, pomme, sacoche, jeu, absorbé, assistant, d'ailleurs, sale, baréolé, voix, étonnement, passé, toute mascarade, l'univers. Main, toucha l'épaule, marquis, voix, murmura, regardez, trop beaux yeux, inclinés, observe, squelette. Danse macabre, venons s'asseoir, place, croupier, pas causé, stupéfaction, se retourna, prêt, s'offensé, monsieur, mais tout de suite, il sourit, tandis, main, comment, cher ami, c'est vous, devant, était homme, 40, 45 ans, aïe, moyenne, plutôt, peu, fort, visage, yeux gris, finesse, extrême. Sans miroitement, lorgnon, moustache, encore noir, très habilement teint.
Front intelligent, dénudé, sous gréblage, devenu rare. Jolie chevelure, vieil argent, teint, légèrement blafard, ride, menu, spirituel, noctambule parisien, saluait.
Non, étranger, reprenait-il, servant nouveau main. Voilà. Rencontre. Mais doit commencer. Vous remercier. Paraît que vous avez fait réclame extraordinaire. Était
journaliste. Mieux placé, monde, pour faire savoir tout. Voulait correspondant parisien. London Herald avait disposition ou tout moyen indispensable.